Welcome to The Comfy Chairs, a podcast from 123 Limited. This is Kate, and in today's Comfy HQ episode, we're examining common leadership tensions, how to balance empathy and authority in decision-making, and how to model accountability without being harsh. Both of these questions share something beneath the surface, mindset. So before we close, I'll also offer a few practical ideas to help you shift and shape the way you think about leadership itself. How can leaders balance empathy and authority in decision-making? It's interesting to me that we see empathy and authority as weights that need to balance on a scale of leadership, particularly because they represent two very different processes, one internal and the other external to us. Empathy, a key component of emotional intelligence and a necessity for effective leadership, is an internal process. We practice it, we choose it, and act on it. We all have the capacity for empathy. Authority is, in contrast, an external process. It is granted and wielded. It can go to the wrong person and be misused. It can be removed by others. I think this is, at its core, first a question of power, real or perceived, and then a question of skill and ability. Think of it this way. Your role as a leader can grant you the authority to make decisions, but your leadership is defined by empathy. How you go about making the decisions and choices that will impact your team. So once you answer the first question, do I have the power or authority to make this decision? Then you can ask, how will I go about making the decision? What happens next will depend upon your mindset. In the first case, do you view yourself as a leader, as the steward of decision-making power, or do you view yourself as the leader, as powerful, and so you have the right to make decisions? The distinction is subtle, I know, but it is also extremely important. Your mindset will tell you if you are more focused on the work of being a leader and what you perceive to be the benefits of a title. Whichever mindset you hold will determine how you proceed once you answer that second question. How will I go about making the decision? This is about action, and leadership action is powered by the leader's skills and abilities. So let's take a moment and address what skills you need to be a great decision maker. There are tons, in truth, but I'm going to limit myself to five. The first is the ability to collect, interpret, analyze, and summarize information. Next is the ability to discern the natural consequences of a course of action. Third, intellectual curiosity, asking questions and exploring options. Fourth, self-knowledge and humility, knowing your strengths and limits. And last but not least, empathy, which, to shorthand, is being able to imagine others' feelings and needs. Good decisions can be made with just the first two, what I'll call analysis and discernment, but great decisions also involve a preoccupation with and understanding of the human impact of your choices. And this requires a leader to apply curiosity, humility, and empathy. Really, the answer to how do you balance empathy and authority in decision making is you don't. Leaders make decisions because they have authority to do so. Great leaders make decisions with empathy. How do I model accountability without being harsh? Honestly, I don't know if you can, if you view accountability as something associated even slightly with harshness. This is an endemic problem these days. We treat accountability like a bad word. We view it as a basis for punishment. We assign positive moral value to being accountable, but imply people are bad when we need to, quote, hold them accountable, unquote. This is a fundamentally flawed attitude. Accountability is what I like to think of as the currency of relationships. We exchange measures of it during every interaction, and this is especially true at work and in leadership. You see, accountability is the keystone of performance. Without it, connection between leader and employee, their shared ability to get work done, it falls apart. But the good news is that true accountability can exist when trust and transparency are present, and when leaders understand that accountability is an ongoing process that requires maintaining healthy relationships and clear communication. And there's nothing harsh about that. Let me define what I mean when I say accountability. At the highest level, accountability means having to answer for one's actions. It means knowing in advance that you will have to explain yourself and that your actions will have consequences. And this only works if you actually know in advance that you will have to answer for your actions, and if you trust the processes used to keep track of your actions and to tie consequences to them. Managers own the processes for communicating expectations and for tracking, providing feedback, and delivering consequences. This chain of events, expectation, feedback, and consequences points to the fact that accountability exists within a process that has a before, a during, and an after. Do you see the logic here? And do you see that if you think of accountability as a process that is co-owned by you and your employee, that harshness doesn't have a role to play? It's actually a lot like today's first question. Your mindset will drive your actions. If your mindset is accountability is punishment, then you will struggle to avoid being harsh. If your mindset is accountability is how we get work done, then you can lead. The fact is, when you hold this mindset about accountability and your role in establishing and maintaining it, it becomes the surest means of demonstrating care and respect for your team. So I want to encourage you to reflect on how you've been approaching accountable moments and how you might change your mind to change your approach. It's interesting to me that both of our questions today shared a core concept, mindset. So while I don't have a question to answer that specifically asks about developing mindsets, I thought it would be helpful to add a short piece here. After all, if I'm going to say we need to develop and use this mindset, I should also do you the courtesy of sharing how. I'm constantly saying that leadership starts with you. This process is no different. You begin with self-reflection so that you can accurately identify and name your current mindset. Explore exactly what it is that you think about, say, accountability. What do you say to yourself when you hear the word? What do you feel when the topic of accountability comes up? What experiences have you had that have influenced your current mindset? Once you're good and clear about your current state, examine that mindset closely. What about this way of thinking has helped you? What about it is limiting you? Challenge each aspect of this mindset. Ask yourself questions like, if I can change the negative reaction I feel when I hear you need to hold your team accountable, would that make it easier for me to provide feedback to my employees? Questions like this, in deeper reflection, will give you the data you need to target what changes to make. Remember, this isn't just about removing a mindset. It's about replacing or evolving how you think. So for each piece of data you collected while challenging your current mindset, you will identify a new way of thinking. I actually recommend putting this in writing. In this way, the new mindset becomes more than a thought. You're creating a physical record and a memory to help you when you reach for that old mindset. Because mindsets are essentially habits. Do anything you can to make this change process easier for yourself. In addition to writing down the new mindset, consider asking someone you trust to help you and give you a nudge when they see you acting on the old way of thinking. Or keep a record of the times you used the new mindset and reward yourself in some small way when you reach a milestone. And definitely give yourself grace when you fall back into your old ways of thinking. This type of internal mental change takes time, and you will miss the mark sometimes. That's okay. The effort and the endurance are what matter. That's all for this episode of The Comfy Chairs. Thanks for listening, and thanks for doing the quiet and thoughtful work of leadership. If you've got a question you'd like me to explore on a future episode, I'd love to hear from you, and you can send it my way using the link in the show notes. And if this conversation gave you a clearer view of the kind of leader you want to be, I'd love to invite you to subscribe to my newsletter. You'll find a link in the show notes for that as well. Next week, I'll be back in the comfy chairs with a conversation about lifelong learning with a very special surprise guest. I'll see you then.